USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some major retailers are limiting the sale of baby formula amid ongoing shortages. A rep for CVS saying they're only allowing customers to buy 3 baby formula products per purchase in stores and online. Walgreens issuing a similar limitation at its stores to improve inventory. Other reports show Target and Walmart are also limiting purchases. The shortage of baby formula is partly due to a major production facility in Michigan being shut down as a result of a federal investigation into reports of contaminated products. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says more than 200 Ukrainian soldiers have finished the required training on howitzers given to them by the United States. Kirby adding more than 150 additional soldiers are being trained right now. This is USA Radio News.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year to date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla, Lucid, Rivian, Nikola, NIO, Canoo, Ford, GM, Jaguar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and all of their subsidiaries. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to meet any of the safety or other costly certifications of traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
The FDA is issuing a warning regarding a COVID-19 vaccine.
U.S. regulators on Thursday strictly limited who can receive Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID-19 vaccine due to the ongoing risk of rare but serious blood clots. FDA officials said in a statement that they decided to restrict J&J's vaccine after taking another look at the data on the risk of life-threatening blood clots within 2 weeks of vaccination. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Police are increasing the reward for the capture of an Alabama corrections officer and the jailed killer she's accused of helping escape. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton saying the reward is now over $20,000 and he feels like their capture won't be easy.
I think this was a very well thought out plan and, you know we're sort of at a loss.
Singleton speculated the two whites, no relation, may have had a jailhouse romance. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Friends and family of Orrin Hatch gather to pay tribute to the late Republican senator from Utah who died last month at the age of 88. Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell remembers Senator Hatch as a focused, diligent senator who cherished his work on the judiciary and rule of law.
But Orrin also championed bipartisan efforts to lift up the vulnerable. Children's health insurance. Americans with disabilities, generic drugs, HIV/AIDS, the suicide lifeline.
Orrin Hatch served in the Senate for 42 years, making him the longest-serving Republican senator in U.S. history. President Biden spent part of his Friday in Hamilton, Ohio, talking manufacturing and jobs as Americans continue reeling over the weight of high prices and as supply chain woes persist. The president is calling for more of a Made in America approach to solve the supply chain crisis and deal with inflation.
We learned the hard way that we can't fight inflation if supply chains buckle and send prices through the roof every time there's a disruption.
And finally, the 140th running of the Kentucky Derby set to take place Saturday at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.